in the presence of God. Number 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For God, who said, let light shine out of the darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The following is an excerpt of an event related by a pastor in Texas. I understood it to be from his church, but regardless, it well illustrates the attribute of God. A man's wife died at a young age, suddenly without any indication of ill health. The couple had one child, a 6-year-old son. After the funeral service was over and all the relatives and friends had departed, the father and son were left alone. After a somber evening meal with nothing to do, they went to bed early. Shortly after the father turned in, the little boy got up, went to his father's room and climbed to bed with his father. For a long while, they lay together quietly in the darkness. The event was continued with the following dialogue. Son, is mama coming back? Father, no. Son, she is not coming back. Son, well, where is she? Father, she is in a place we call heaven. Son, where is that? Father, well, I don't know, son, but it's somewhere close to God. Another long period of silence. Son, Dad, if you will turn towards me where I can see your face, I think I can go to sleep. The father turned towards his son, and the boy was restless for a while, but then drifted off to sleep. The father lay there in the darkness, with tears in his eyes, and prayed to God, God, I think I can get through this if you turn so I can see your face. Here is a simple, straightforward prayer. I submit to you that the desire to see his face is the same as being conscious of his presence. John 14, 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I have told you. Psalm 119, 50. My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. It is the nature of God to comfort those of his children who are grieved, depressed, or spiritually rent. The measure of comfort grows with the depth of affliction if God is invited. It should be our nature as Christians, as his children, and led by the Holy Spirit to comfort our brothers and sisters who are troubled. Sometimes all that is required is just to be there. Judges 6, 23 through 24. Gideon perceived that he was with the angel of the Lord, and he said, Oh, Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. And Jehovah said to him, Peace be unto you, fear not, I shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar to the Lord and named it, The Lord is Peace. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. You will keep perfectly peaceful the one whose mind remains focused on you because he remains in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal. And finally, there's Proverbs 3, 5, 6, which we all know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. God has told us many times and many ways about worrying. We only rob ourselves of his abiding companionship by not putting our full weight on him. May the Lord bless you going out and coming in, and have a very good day.